Shinayin Dalet Sifalot. Erev Udeh Chaloyin Pesach Shebeneyem. This time Shabbos, they made an Erev because there was an opening or a window between the two of them. In such a case, you can make one Erev for two Chatzeris. But this time Shabbos, but it got stuffed up on Shabbos. Some rubble fell on it or whatever. If there's still other small holes or above the koisel, they can transfer from one to another, because since in the beginning of Shabbos the Erev was in effect, it remains effective throughout Shabbos. I feel the Erev is short of an ifta vessel of a choil, an ifta of a Shabbos. I feel the stomach of Mazer, Chazer of Leiteir. It is a bigger Kiddush. Not only the case where the Erev was active in the beginning of Shabbos, but if you made an Erev for the entire year, and in the middle of the week, this entranceway got stopped up and got opened up again on Shabbos. So in the beginning of Shabbos, it was no good. But since he set up a system that the Erev should work from beforehand, then as long as the Pesach gets opened up, it is alright. There's a chiddush over here that it does have to be opened up again. Because since in the onset of this Shabbos, it was closed, it has to be opened up. But once it's opened up, it works. The Rabbi may look to the top of the Elo, Kolachas La'atzma. Rambam holds that in the case where the Pesach was this time on Shabbos, you are not allowed to transfer from one to the other. You can't transfer from one to the other. The Ikar is like the first opinion, that if you make a good Erev in the beginning of Shabbos, even though the entrance between the two Chatzeres got stopped up, you can still carry from one to the other. Even the Rambam agrees that if the hole got opened up again on Shabbos, then from that point on, you can carry from one to the other.